You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Today will be the first annual Cleveland Browns Daily OTA Awards, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know who is an award winner later on, plug your ears right now because he's in studio with us. One of my favorite players in this year's OTA, he's been talking about him a lot, linebacker Darius Eubanks joins us here today. Darius, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just trying to stay focused and have great practices and get better each day.
Well, not that my opinion matters as much as maybe some others, but you are one of my OTA big pleasant surprises on the defensive side of the ball. You just look so comfortable out there in coverage. Your ability to go sideline to sideline against the run as well has really stood out to me. How comfortable do you feel in this defense, and why do you think it's allowing you to thrive so well early on?
I'm getting more comfortable each day, and you know, the coaches, they put each player in positions that they're good at, and I've always been me playing safety once before helps me with my covering ability, and you know, they just want to find ways to get guys on the field and put them where they're good at in good situations. So I just try to thrive off what, you know, my God-given talent, what he's blessed me with.
And you already have a couple interceptions in these OTAs, man in the middle of the field there on that defense. So, yeah, talk about how playing safety at one point has helped you in your coverage now as a linebacker here in the NFL.
Yes, sir, it has helped a lot. Just having, you know, having good hips, quick feet, being able to having good hand action, being able to jam a bigger tight end, and sometimes even run with receivers, slot receivers. So me playing safety in college helped tremendously.
Darius, what about the difference between this scheme and what you were doing last year? I mean, just kind of getting acclimated to what this defense was for you was still a new process a year ago, and now you find yourself with a different coordinator, different ideas, different vision. How has that transition been for you?
It's been quite well. The defenses are pretty similar, but at the same time, when you got a whole new staff and you got a whole new, you know, all of the defensive guys have to learn a new scheme together. We all just learn from each other. You know, I have questions that I may ask Craig or Carlos, and you know, vice versa. So we've all pretty, you know, just come together and learn this defense as a team together, and it's coming along, and you can see it. We're coming together pretty fast out there on the field.
You mentioned Carlos Dansby, a guy who's been very accomplished in this league for a long time at the inside linebacker position. How has he kind of come in and been a leader on this defense, and how's your relationship with him in terms of being able to go up to him and say, hey, can I pick your brain on what you're thinking here, et cetera?
Oh, yes, sir. That was when I first met him, probably a month back, that was the first thing I told him. Like, look, I'm going to pick your brain. I hope you don't get tired of me asking questions and stuff. But, you know, him being an 11-year vet, you know, and I'm only going to my second year, it's just so much that I can learn from him. And, you know, I pick his brain almost every day. And just, you know, I want to be where he's at right now, 11-year vet.
Browns linebacker Darius Eubanks joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A lot of trash talking kind of going out there. And most of it, I think, comes from your defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill. But it seems very spirited every day, the defense making it known to the offense that, hey, we got your number.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of competition going on out there, from the defensive coordinator to the D-line wanting to beat the offensive line to us linebackers wanting to beat the running backs and tight ends and the DBs against the receivers. So, you know, it's nothing but competition, and we just want to make each other better and, you know, all of just going to the season and, you know, help us win games.
When you talk about this defense, and I think you hit on a key point that's been a theme for every defensive player we've had come in on the show, that this defense seems to put you in positions that allow you to accentuate your strengths. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're playing a little bit freer this year in this defense and being able, therefore, to play a little faster?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, exactly. You know, once you're here to play, you diagnose the offense, and then you just know what you got from there. And like I said, the faster you can play, you know, the more likely you are to make plays out there, and that's what this game is about, making plays.
And Darius, by structure and by history too, a defense that Mike Pettine has been involved in, the two stops, three stops that he was at before Cleveland, emphasized great corner play, tight coverage, etc., to enhance the front seven. Are you noticing that in these practices that you've been involved in, and explain just how that, if that's so, how that impacts you and the rest of the front seven?
It just helped us to play more confident and faster. Like I said before, faster. You know, I felt like we would have one of the best secondaries this year in the league, you know, with a great leader in Dante Whitner and Joe Hayden. Then you got Deshaun Gibson and Buster Screen as well, and Isaiah Trufant and the rookie Justin Garrett. I feel like we have a chance to have one of the best secondaries. And when you know you got a secondary that can, you know, take away most of the field after the behind the linebackers, it helps us in the D-line to just play more freely and faster.
When you go against this offense as you do every day, it does present some challenges. There's a lot of bootlegs, a lot of action, a lot of moving the tight ends around the field, et cetera. Right. From a defensive standpoint, what have you seen about this offense that you like for the Browns? Because ultimately you need this offense to score points down the line.
I feel like we have a bunch of very good athletes on our offense, from the tight ends to the running backs to the quarterback and receivers, everybody. This offense is, and it trained us well for the season. So we've seen a lot of stuff from this offense that, you know, if you do see it from teams, it won't be many, but it's stuff that we got to prepare for during the season. And, you know, I actually like going against our offense. Like I said, it's a bunch of competition out there, and just like competing against each other.
And they're going to run the football. This is a team, last year you saw a team that really didn't have the running backs or the desire to run the football. Now there's a team that's got a couple very good running backs and a desire to run the football. How is that a little bit different seeing that on the other side?
As a linebacker, you just got to be more, got to think more run than pass this year against our offense. So just shooting gaps and, you know, just having good eye and playing your keys pretty much. That's pretty much what it is.
And we know these aren't live drills, of course, but you're getting an opportunity to see somewhat a unique player, maybe a very unique player, in Johnny Manziel's skill set. The guy, as Nathan's talking about, a lot of that movement, I mean, that's just his game, and there are those who could say he does it better and maybe differently than almost any quarterback you've dealt with from the collegiate level till now. Give me your sense of what you look at when you see that. I understand that, you know, it's hands-off and such, but what's the perspective like as a defender to watch how this guy operates athletically?
I actually like just, if I'm not in, just like sitting back and enjoy and see what he can do. And, you know, he's made plays out there since he's been here. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what he would do from the rest of OTAs, through mini camp, through spring, through summer training camp and through the preseason on. He's a very intriguing player, a very good athlete. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he would do.
This is a team, you talked about the leadership that's coming in, Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby. Mm-hmm. It's got the veterans. Joe Hayden signed his big extension. So you have those big-name veterans who are proven commodities in the National Football League. You also have some up in the front of the defense as well. But there seems to be, at least in my eye, when I'm watching these OTAs, a group of these young guys who you probably were very familiar with last year, either on the practice squad or, you know, working together as the younger guys. I'm talking about Jordan Poyer, TJ Heath, and yourself, who really seem to be thriving right now. Yeah. Are you guys kind of close off field, and is that kind of like the young second year guys getting together and getting it done?
Yeah, we are pretty close off the field. Me and Jordan Poyer are a lot, and then me and him, you know, pretty much came here together, and we're real, like, on special teams, we pretty much do the same stuff. So we used to try to feed off each other off of special teams all the time last year. So and actually, Coach Taze was joking with us about it today. Our special teams coach was just like, he just seeing me and Jordan grow up in front of his eyes and stuff, which was, you know, kind of funny. But, you know, I feel like, you know, having a good relationship with guys off the field can sometimes translate onto the field.
Yeah, and this is a team now with Chuck Driesbach coming in to coach the linebackers. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of success with Kiko Alonso last year. How has he been in terms of helping you to implement this defense and understand this defense and play fast?
Oh, yeah, so Coach Diaz, he's been a great coach and a great teacher. Very patient with us, you know, and just being able to install a new defense with us. And he's helped, like I say, he's coached great linebackers, and Kiko Alonso, who's one of the up-and-coming linebackers in the league. And he's, like I say, been patient with us, and hopefully we can just keep going on.
You mentioned Coach Tapes, Chris Tabor, the special teams coach. And obviously for you, Darius, and other reserve players, of course your goal is to be out there all the time. But in the meantime, that's going to be your chance to make the impact on special teams. And want to kind of have you address the importance of that and what you're seeing as that shapes up now. Again, a lot of simulation stuff. You're not knocking people over, but you are doing a lot of running up and down the field on these coverage units. And give me a sense of what that's shaping up like now.
Yes, sir. I treat special teams like the defense. As if I'm studying how I study my defensive playbook, I do special teams the same way, and it's very important. And definitely me, last year when I came here, I started 8 weeks on the practice squads, and Coach Taves had enough confidence in me to, you know, put me out there in the battle of special teams. And so I knew that was my way to get out there on the field. So, like I said, that's my way of contributing to this team any way possible. It don't matter. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm ready to do it.
What are your goals for this year?
My goals personally, you know, I contribute any way I can, but I do want to be a starter. I'm going to work to be a starter. And whether I'm a starter or not, whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm going to do it.
Are you getting the feedback from the coaches, like the praise that I heap on you from what I'm seeing? You think they're taking notice of what you're doing out there?
Yeah, you know, just keep learning, because, you know, I'm getting moved around a lot now in certain positions because of my covering ability. And they're just like, keep learning. And, you know, that's all I can say. I don't want them tooting my horn or anything like that.
I like it.
I just want to keep grinding and keep going.
One of the things that this team struggled with last year was linebacker coverage. That was really a big weak link of this team, the inability to get off the field on third downs. This team, all of a sudden in the OTAs, and I know it's just the OTAs, so you don't want to get too excited, but with you and Carlos and Craig and Chris Kirksey, it seems like this is now a group that can cover very well, and it has become a strength of this team almost overnight.
Yeah, so you're right. You know, Craig's a pretty good covering linebacker, and Carlos probably one of the tallest linebackers I've ever seen.
He's big, man, when he drops back.
He's one of the tallest linebackers I've ever met, and Kirk, he looks a lot like me as far as body-wise, you know, probably 6'2". So we have a lot of long linebackers with long arms, and, you know, they can run as well. And that's what you – I feel like that's what you need in this league now, because you got tight ends that can – you know, we got one on our team, Jordan Cameron, you know, and guys like Jimmy Graham, you need linebackers that can cover them guys, and, you know, quick, shifty running backs, you know, like Reggie Bush. So I feel like we have strengthened that group as far as the covering ability.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Certainly been a pleasure for us to watch you out there in practice, Darius. We wish you nothing but the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like I said, spoiler alert, OTA award winner Darius Eubanks. Folks, remember this name, number 50. You're going to be looking for him, playing very well for the Cleveland Browns in the early going this season. Darius, a pleasure to have you in studio. We'll be back with more here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.